What is up, kids? It's the Chocolate Express, and this is my podcast. I'm currently in a car. I'm getting snowed on right now. And yeah, I don't know, it's kind of like a wintry mix. I love it when they say wintry mix. It's kind of weird. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about when I say that. I don't know how to start these damn things. I just kind of start talking. I say my name, and shit comes out of my mouth. Like, literally. Not literally. Literally. Either way, the topic I wanted to talk about today was milkshake duck. All right? You may not know what it is, because I recently just learned what it is, but I've been ranting about it for months now. The dumbest shit I've ever seen. All right? Milkshake duck. Example. This is exactly what it is. Milkshake duck was a picture put together by someone that was trying to create a metaphor. All right? It's a verb, by the way. You got milkshake ducked. Milkshake duck is coming for you as well. Something like that. So what a milkshake duck is when something famous is around and then a lot of people are, like, you know, enjoying it. And then some bad thing comes up to destroy its reputation. And the reason milkshake duck is the metaphor is that, look, the tweet itself said, look, this is milkshake duck. Milkshake duck loves milkshakes. We love milkshake duck. 5 seconds later, turns out milkshake duck is racist. Done. End of the tweet. So the metaphor is to explain someone getting famous, some bad things happening. Then you find out that's who they are. Not completely, they could have changed, but, like, just in general, you found out the bad thing, and now they lose whatever they lost. They pay the consequences again. Like, not again, they pay the consequences, just in general. So, it's so weird to me. It's a fucking weird-ass concept to me. And the reason I've been ranting about it lately is because I see it happening to so many people. Like, Brother Nature, Kevin Hart, fucking premium Snapchats. Like, it's happening to them. Not even if they're not even famous. They're just happening to them. So the reason I'm pissed off about this is because the main reason it happens is because you said something in your past which would have been acceptable then, but it's probably not acceptable now. Someone went and did the research and they brought it to light. Now everybody's upset again. Not even again. They're upset for the first time of something you did 5 years ago. So fucking stupid to me. And it's crazy. Like, alright, so I brought up Brother Nature and Kevin Hart because they're the best, like, they're the best examples that still live on. There's another example that lost all their fame. And the reason I found out about this, Milkshake Duck, the reason I found out about it is through Rap Genius. I was looking up lyrics, and then I saw an article by Earl Sweatshirt. He said, look, virality, like, going viral is usually, you know, that instant success is usually soon thereafter accompanied by a very depressing similar drop. And that's crazy. It makes sense. You get big off of something, you gotta use that and make a platform out of it, cause if not, you're back down to square one and you're a clown. So, and they were like, yeah, somebody, this happened to someone, they were viral, somebody brought up some stupid shit about them, and then everybody was like, well, fuck this person. And then they were no longer viral. They were no longer getting the bag for it. Like, they were no longer getting money over this. And I was like, shit. All right, so I might be biased for this because I feel like, all right, how confident I am that I could get famous or my personality could be somewhere and I could, you know, do things in the world. I'm afraid for my 2012 self. Like, I'm afraid of me. Like, like, the things I said in 2010 could have been horrid because it was acceptable then. But you know what? Enough about me. Brother Nature, all right? I'll start off with him. Brother Nature was that motherfucker going around feeding the deer. Canela, he was feeding deer strawberries. They were just walking up to him. You ever try to walk up to a deer? No. I'm not walking up to a deer. I'm a black man in America. Deer look like they're ready to fight me with the hands. They look like they will stand up and look, you're in the wrong part of town, my guy. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Let me just go across the street. No, this motherfucker is walking over, feeding them strawberries. Now he's got groups of them. He's tagged them. He's named one. Now with that fame that he had, like, he went viral doing that. And now he has his own, I guess it's a business, where he goes out and explores and visits countries or whatever and meets these exotic animals and feeds them and plays with them and sits around them. Like, it's wild. It's crazy. My man made a name of himself off of being a viral-ass meme, and he's making it work. But example, all right? So let's milkshake duck him right now. Brother Nature, he fed Canela. Brother Nature is great. He loves animals. We love Brother Nature. He's so positive. Turns out Brother Nature is racist. He wanted to be Hitler. Well, I don't know if I like Brother Nature anymore. That's exactly what happened. That whole situation. 2010 is when he tweeted this shit. 2010. Brother Nature is 20 now. Probably turning 21 this year. He is 20 now. So that means those tweets were 8 or 9 years ago. He was 12. Who the fuck follows a 12-year-old on Twitter? First off, and again, even if nobody was following him and he was saying all that, he was a 12-year-old. He doesn't even know who he is yet. He didn't even know who he was. He was confused. Not to say that it's okay, but at the same time, who are we not to blame his parents for him acting out that way on Twitter? Who was allowing this 12-year-old on Twitter? Kids are going to be kids. Regardless, this got brought up to fame and this got brought to light and he had to apologize for it. And in my head, I'm like, who the fuck found that? Who went back 8 or 9 years on this man's Twitter to find out that this man said he wanted to be Hitler? He said some racist shit. And like, I'm like, yo, who the fuck are you? Like, all right, first off, who has the time? And if they have the time, why? Why? And then to bring it to light in such a way that he had to publicly apologize and then move on, it's asinine to me. Those tweets were probably not acceptable ever. But the fact that it was in 2012 where everybody was cool with it back then, it may not have been acceptable. But everybody was cool with it back then. All right, so I'll give you my example for me. Because, no, it was 2010. I don't have to give you an example for me. I know what was around during those times. Like, rap music, like, misogynistic rap music was huge. It still is. But people are getting bashed for it now, so it's less and less. Back then, Call of Duty was live. Call of Duty was popping. It still is. But back then, it was like game chat. I want to let you know about Xbox Live game chat. All right? When you get on there, no holds barred with the words. Nobody is afraid of someone who they can't physically touch. So it was the culture on Xbox, which I would say a 12-year-old boy was probably on Rated M games, because parents don't really regulate that shit. They don't care. Back then, the culture on there was talking shit. Everybody, the most used insult was, I fucked your mother. I was telling people that 2-3 times a day. I was getting that probably 10 times a day. That was just the culture of Xbox. There was just guys being guys, talking shit. It was just competitive nature, testosterone all over the place. That's what it was, all right? Not to defend him, okay? I'm just saying, I don't understand the concept of, like, shitting on somebody years later. Especially if they've learned their lesson. He's a different person now. Especially from going from 12 to 20. You know what you learned in that? All right, different example. Kevin Hart. All right, so he's, at the time of his, you know, he's been viral for a long time. He's not just viral. He's huge. He's a star. At the time that he tweeted this shit, it was 2013, 5 years ago. All right, so Kevin Hart was probably late 20s, early 30s, 5 years ago. I don't know his age. So he's definitely solidified as a man and knows what's right and wrong. So no defending him there. He doesn't have the age gap that Brother Nature had. So Kevin Hart doing that, you have to know his profession. He's a comedian. They get paid to be fucking assholes. That's what they do. That's what they do. So based on the tweets, they were very homophobic and they were not cool. They weren't even funny. But he was just making fun of his own friends. He was just tweeting. Just like he's on his phone tweeting, maybe in the car, about his friends in a conversation. About his friends. That doesn't make it okay still. But this is, you know, everybody talks to their friends differently. He put it publicly, so I get that. But 5 years later, this gets, like, he paid the price for that. He already apologized for that shit. And then 5 years later, he gets asked to host the Oscars. He says yes. Somebody goes back to 2013 and pulls up those tweets. First off, who the fuck does that? That's so fucking soft. Like, I don't... They bring up a Stars tweets. Not to mention how many tweets you had to go through for 5 years on a Stars tweets. All right. And they brought it up. And now he withdrew himself from the Oscars. And now they're begging him to come back. No. He's doing the right thing to me. He's withdrawing himself. And now there's a lot of people saying, yeah, we're tired of being the butt of the joke. This was 5 years ago. And also, if you're tired of being the butt of the joke, then no more joking for you. No one. I compare it to like the kid in class who doesn't know how to get made fun of. I was that kid at one point. As soon as I accepted the fact that I could get made fun of and it's okay, everybody was fucking with me. Everybody was having fun. So like, if you don't want to, you can't participate in the fun. You can't dish it out. You can't take it back. Nobody wants to fuck with you. All right, cool. That's it. That's the end of it. So with that being said, Kevin Hart was like, you know what? I don't even want to fuck with it anymore. I already apologized. All right. The Oscars would have been great with Kevin Hart, but now he's gone because people are bringing up old shit that he already apologized for. So like, look, milkshake Doug, Kevin Hart, comedian, hilarious. We love Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart called his friend a faggot on Twitter back in 2013. So, oh shit, I guess we can't have Kevin Hart at the Oscars. I mean, he withdrew himself. The Oscars didn't say it, they just said apologize. And as a man, if you've already apologized for something that you've learned a lesson for, who wants to keep apologizing for something they did way back? Way, way back. Like, not even to a specific person. And I get that. No, as a man, this is something that happens. And a lot. Example, men cheat. And if the wife forgives them, it's always going to get brought up. That's a stain you can't clean. But in terms of like publicly speaking, and who did you hurt back then that's still hurt now? All right, certain things were different back then. And if nobody can understand that logic, fuck off. Like, that's crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'm super biased about it, but think about it yourself, all right? If somebody was to pull up your fucking MySpace to see the shit you posted, somebody could pull up your fucking Twitter from 2009. What racist, borderline racist, borderline homophobic, borderline like ageist, sexist, anything that you may have said back in the day, what could it have been? I've gone through friends' Instagrams and saw N-words used on white girls' posts. And that's hilarious to me now. Cause I don't get offended at easily. But like, it's hilarious. I see the N-word on them and I'm like, whoa, 2013, you were that's funny. They apologized, but I'm like, why are you apologizing? You were a completely different person now. And at the same time, they didn't remove it. I don't expect them to remove it. But I'm a different person. I'm different from everybody. I don't get hurt by words easily. I get hurt by the meaning behind them sometimes. But like, the words themselves, fuck it. Dude, like, and I just don't get it sometimes. Who goes back? All right, so like, just, if you have anything to say on this, like, please let me know. I like to talk about this kind of shit. Also, like, you know, I try to go back and through my Twitter, because I was like, in the off chance, like on the whim, if I get famous, if somebody finds something from 2012, I'm getting murked. So I tried to go back and it stopped me at 2017, and I was looking through them all and I was like, I was pretty tame and still. But then like, I saw a screenshot in my phone of a tweet that I tweeted. It was very body shamey. It was very body shamey. Which I'm not now. But like, back then I was super body shamey. I was just getting into fitness. It was great. I was getting yoked. I was getting swole. But then like, I was just talking about fat people all the time. And I don't know. That was fucked up. You know, everybody leads their own life, but it was fucked up. But like, you know, I was different. I learned. So if I was to get famous now, somebody brought that up, I'd just be like, yo, dog, I mean, I was stupid. Like, what you trying to take my bag off my table for? But anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about. If you've also run into the situation like this, let me know. Like, I wanna hear it. Like, go back into your tweets. Find out what you did. Tweet it at me. At the Choco Express _ on Twitter. Or you can message me if you know me. Alright, my handles, I'm gonna just throw them in the bio. Message me. Let's figure it out. What are we gonna do? Cause it could only get more sensitive as time goes on. Cause we're a different society. We're not gonna let that shit slide anymore. But at the same time, how long are we gonna bash people for shit they've done when they weren't even the same person? Cool? Cool. See y'all.